Welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Jiffy.
And I'm Rocky.
And today, we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff that we didn't even know what was going on.
Well, it's not hard. Everyone's just talking about the corona still. Yeah.
First, how was your week? Oh, how is your week? It just started.
Did it? What day is it?
I have no idea.
I feel like I've been seriously just working. Like every day seems to be turning into the same.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I did yesterday.
Oh my God, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, because, you know, it seems like the coronas is taking up all my attention. I say that I'm annoyed with the coronas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot is going on right now in the world besides COVID-19.
Almost right before our eyes, just at a distance. Which is crazy. Like, things are happening that we didn't know were happening because we're being distracted
by
from it
other
happening.
Things. Yeah.
By the corona.
By the corona.
If you Google, still trending topics is just the coronavirus. There's nothing about, like, what's going on.
Why?
So, I don't know. Well, because we suspect it, there's mm-hmm. a bigger agenda, mm-hmm. but we don't know what that big agenda is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's the election.
Well, maybe, but.
Or they're trying to kill us
all. Did you hear? Don't say that. I can't cope. did you hear anything about, like, the elections being extended?
No.
I haven't either. But no. I did hear that maybe people would be able to vote. Like, from home?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear something like that?
No, I didn't.
Well, maybe I made that up.
Well, you never know. I just was so surprised that that there was such a large panel last week, I could have swore. And now it's just down to 2 men.
Oh, of Congress?
Running now?
Oh, I didn't keep up with that.
It's very hard. I'm distracted.
I am, too. And I think they're... is a distraction for a bigger reason. I know China has a lot going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I saw that China has the bird flu,
gross.
Which infects birds and humans.
Wow.
H5N1 is what it's called. And about 4,500 birds died within the last couple of weeks. And about 1,800 people have died from consuming the bird products. Mostly chickens. Thank God I don't eat meat.
I'm eating salad. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
The bird flu. H1N1. I remember that.
H5N1.
Okay.
And if you see, there's this, that movie that's surfacing, it came out in 2011, I think, mm-hmm. called Contagion. Did you see it on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Because I shared that and I was like, this looks familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But it was basically like kind of what we're going through with the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that it was the bird flu.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Jesus, help us.
I know. Take the wheel. I also heard poor China may get hit with the U.S. tariffs on a $200 billion worth of goods.
What does that mean?
From what I can understand, it looks like they're gonna have to take it. You know, they're gonna have to pay for it.
They're gonna have to pay for their goods.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like kind of like taxes.
Yeah, because that's what Trump implemented some time ago. I can't remember when, but
they're implementing all the stuff that we don't really understand or know about.
No,
I also saw that Congress, they're doing like a sneaky attempt to end encryption, like on messaging platforms.
Yes, I did hear that.
Yeah, so they're like, so you know, like when we send messages on, say for instance, we use like WhatsApp,
mm-hmm.
only the sender or the reader can see. I don't know that I understand it completely,
mm-hmm.
but somebody needs to help me. So it's the end-to-end encryption. They're trying to end that. So basically, there's no protection.
Everything. Yeah, they can just read. They can pull up anything and read about it. That's a violation.
Of like
privacy.
Rights. Yeah. I am so upset that people keep saying that we're going to go into martial law. And I don't want to speak that into existence. Have you seen V for Vendetta?
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah, that was...
That was a good movie, though.
It really was.
I love that man.
Yeah. It was very good, but very tough to watch.
Yeah. It would be.
I don't think we're going to go into martial law. That doesn't make any sense.
I would hope that people stop speaking that.
Yeah, please stop. I don't think that's going to happen. I do know that they just don't want large crowds, of course. You know, very small. You know, what's sad is, you know, my auntie, you know, she's, you know, in her older age. But doesn't look it. And I feel bad. I can't go over there and see her. I feel like if...
Oh, yeah. You don't want to put her at risk.
I don't want to put her at risk.
We could be carriers and we don't know.
Exactly.
There's lots of people who don't even have access to a test.
Yeah.
Or don't have any symptoms and may have it.
Did you see that on the news? That they got the camera on the test itself. Like, it literally came. And they have just three areas. One off of Hillcroft and somewhere else.
For Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, finally.
Three spots where they're going to be doing testing tomorrow.
I heard, it's not like a walk-in thing, right?
No, these are just a drive-through.
These are people who actually are presenting with symptoms because they don't want to waste the test.
True.
So I was talking to a doctor yesterday, and she said that they're not going to test for anything unless they present with a fever.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, which is crazy. Well, it does make a little bit of sense, but there are some people who are testing positive with no symptoms at all.
Oh.
Idris Elba.
What?
Oh, you didn't see that?
No.
Oh, my God. Girl, there is there are these memes that
poor
are going
Idris.
Around.
What?
There are these memes on Facebook talking about... me saving Idris from the corona, and instead of giving CPR, she's like touching his penis. Oh
no.
My God. Also, he was on this show where he was eating like hot wings, and while he was eating it, he was like, "How's that?" They were at like, "How's that?" He's like, "Oh, it's good. Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks made it." And he like,
"Oh my God."
and did you hear about the conspiracies about Tom Hanks?
No.
Oh, my God. There is this long post on Facebook. And then I have to just, like, fact check everything before I start to believe it and reshare it. Because, like, I think some people just share stuff and they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't really know what they're sharing or, like, the detriment of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, some people are really mentally vulnerable.
Yeah.
And there was this boy... Or this man, I don't know, whatever he wants to call himself.
I found the videos.
You saw it?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
This is ridiculous.
I know. I mean, people just go ham on the internet.
Mm-hmm. I saw a little Facebook post from one of my girlfriends that said, now, y'all don't all need to be in your houses making about 20,000 babies. I'm not coming to no 20,000 baby birthday parties. Because y'all are all so bored.
Baby boomers. They said there's going to be baby boomers.
Oh, there's going to be so many babies.
Girl.
Because we're I don't want to say locked down, but, you know, we're to go to work, go home, stay there so we don't spread our germs.
Work is the worst place.
But this is supposed to be for how long again?
A couple months.
No.
Yeah, until... Like April, May, June, July.
No, I thought they, well, I'm going by the school system. I think they said April 13th.
April 20th is what I heard yesterday.
Okay, April 20th. Shoot.
For now.
Yeah.
So the message, that post that I was talking about yesterday, there's like a bunch of conspiracies. And it's pretty long, so I won't read all of it. Mm-hmm. But it basically says, this morning at 4:30 a.m., Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was served a criminal indictment by the U.S. for corporate and financial crimes. Media owners were instructed to brainwash everyone that Trudeau and his wife have the coronavirus and that they won't be leaving their house for a while. Tom Hanks was arrested 48 hours ago for pedophilia, and he is currently being kept in a hotel room in Australia, refusing to fly back to the USA. And then it names other celebrities that... that were involved and that will claim that they have the coronavirus. Celine Dion, Madonna, Charles Barkley, Kevin Spacey.
What?
Yeah. And then it goes on to say that Harvey Weinstein, you know, he was convicted of a bunch of sexual assault and rape and all that in Hollywood. Yeah. That in exchange for his testimony against hundreds of top Hollywood celebrities, instead of getting 55 years, he got 23 instead for the testimony. And some of the people that he testified against was Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, Tom Hanks, Oprah, Ellen, Quentin Tarantino, Charlie Sheen, Bob Saget, Kevin Spacey, John Travolta, Steven Spielberg, Podesta, bunch of sex trafficking clubs, and Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, and then
Jeffrey Epstein?
Involved with Jeffrey Epstein. He was similarly allowed to make a deal and have his suicide in, you know, everybody said Epstein didn't kill himself. So basically he made a similar deal to have his suicide faked in prison. So he's like, basically still, they're saying he's still alive. He's out there somewhere.
That's crazy. That's not true.
And I don't know if any of this is true. People,
you really believe that?
It's oddly specific. I don't know if I believe it completely, but like,
but isn't
people
that
have
how,
time on their
but
hands.
But isn't that how lies start? They're so elaborate.
Well,
yeah. And,
well,
you know,
that makes
enticing.
Sense. That's true. Too much details is like suspicious.
Exactly.
They even went as far to go and say CEOs of some major world corporations have been indicted or arrested, and have some have been forced to resign, all in the last 30 to 60 days, such as CEOs of NBA, Harley Davidson, the Bill Gates Foundation, Intel, McDonald's, the Caesar Awards, and Disney, and the Vatican Chief of Police, etc. Approximately 700 to 800 more resignations are coming in the next 3 months. The lab-created coronavirus was a cover-up for the mass mandatory vaccination agenda.
What?
Now it has become the biggest covert U.S. intelligence operation that the world has ever seen. The mass 158,000 arrests operation will remove and capture the biggest evil and corrupted politicians, celebrities, and CEOs, including global elites and bankers such as, it just goes on and on and on.
Wow,
how President Trump will win the 2020 elections and arrests of former U.S. presidents will occur. All former, sorry, I exaggerated, 2020. And they all major arrests will be portrayed by the media as accidental or as conspiracy theories. And all individuals will be given Rommel death, meaning they will have the choice between their death being portrayed in the public as a suicide or an accidental death in return for assurances that his or her reputation will remain intact. So all these people are going to like die.
What?
I don't know. Don't get mad at me for believing this. I don't know if I believe it.
I don't.
It
just seems too put together, too easy.
What's about to happen this summer and fall will change the world's history.
What?
Welcome to the storm.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's like, you know, this fake as fuck, right? Where's the source?
Yeah, there's no sources.
Lies,
not,
no source, all
it's
fake.
Not, it's not on, you know, any major news channels. No, I don't hear anything on Fox about that.
That's what they're saying.
CNN, that it's just all just a cover up.
Yeah, they're saying like they're trying to give you intel. Like you're not going to hear about this in the main media. They're going to cover everything up. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we will. Can I share something? It's kind of heavy. Not too heavy, but
like too heavy for me.
No, I don't think you're going to care, but...
You don't think I'm going to care?
Well...
How could you say that?
I'm sorry. You will care.
Lay it on me.
Tom Brady said goodbye to the Patriots.
I don't care.
Oh, man. I'm a big Patriots fan. And I know that we didn't, you know...
I don't like the Patriots.
Oh, man. Why? We are the greatest. I remember.
Fuck the Patriots.
So mean. Okay, it says, Tom Brady says goodbye to the New England Patriots in a series of posts on Instagram Tuesday, ending his 20-year run with with the only NFL team he has ever known.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
Why did he leave?
I think he's just done.
Oh, he retired.
But they're saying that he's, when the season does start again, he is, you know, he has to finish out that season, of course, but he's not going to suit up.
Gotta fulfill that contract.
Okay. But they're sending him, I think they said Miami.
Oh, wow. Wait, yeah. If he's retiring, then that's not retirement. He got traded off?
Maybe.
Let's look this up, Raquel. Telling me information.
I know. I just saw it quickly while I was on my lunch break. I just couldn't believe it. My heart broke.
Football going on right now?
Hey, look. This is like one of the little deals. It says, hey, I want to say thank you to all of the incredible fans and Patriot supporters. MA has been, well, Massachusetts, of course, has been my home for 20 years. It has truly been the happiest two decades I could have envisioned in my life, and I have nothing but love and gratitude for my time in New England. The support has been overwhelming. I wish every player could experience it. My children were born and raised here, and you always have embraced us. So I thought it was pretty sweet. I mean, he goes on and on, but
it looks like he decided to leave, and there's rumors that he may sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's where I'm from, Tampa Bay.
You're from Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I was kind of close. I said Miami.
Yeah, those are just rumors. Who knows where he's going to go? But he's not retiring. I mean,
but he's not going to be sitting up with... He's not...
At the very least, he's not saying the real reason why he's leaving.
Exactly.
So they should be grateful for that.
I want to know why.
Oh, it's going to come out months down the line. It's got it. Because it looks like, let's see.
Man.
They weren't aware of it. It's not the way that they wanted it to end.
Well, you know, there was a lot of talk about him, you know, chunking the deuces after this last Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, he's not. But now that this has come about, maybe, you know, maybe he's tired. Well, maybe he wants to do something. Well, I mean, he's still going to be playing, but for somebody else.
Any team would be happy to have him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Man. I'm still a Patriots fan, though.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I don't like them. I just said that to piss you off.
Oh, you did such a fantastic job.
Oh, yay. In other news.
Yes, what else is going on?
The second person in the world was cured from HIV.
Yes.
Who was the first person? This was in the UK. Was Magic Johnson the first person?
Girl, shut up.
Let's see. No, seriously.
Really? No, I think it was somebody in Africa.
Let's Google this. Who was the first person
to be cured
from HIV? So the second person, because I read it, this is happening while, the first person was born, okay, Timothy Ray Brown is an American and considered to be the first person cured by HIV and AIDS. Okay, so this is a white man. Brown was called the Berlin patient at the 2008 conference on retroviruses and opportunistic infections, where his cure was first announced in order to preserve his, how do you say anonymous, but anonymity. And because he lived.
I'm not good with big words.
And because he lived in and was treated in Berlin. So he's 54 now, and he was cured of HIV in America. The second person was someone in the UK, and he was cured by stem cells.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't have much detail other than that. Let's see. Second person. I read up a little bit about it. Second person cured of HIV is still free of active virus 2 years on. So they've been following him. So this was some stem cell research.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been about 2 years since he actually had the virus.
Wow. And this is the second person?
Uh-huh. And he's in the UK. He's 41 and was cured of HIV.
Wow.
Well, congratulations.
Wow. Got a second chance at life.
There's like, they're said that there's about 38 million people globally living with HIV.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
That is. And but we got two cures.
We got two cures. Mm. So, we're moving somewhere.
Ouch.
Well, no. On other news, what about, I know my boys would really like this subject. This is kind of interesting. Dinosaurs.
Oh.
A new.
I knew you were going to say dinosaur. I almost said it, but I was like, no, let her talk.
You're obviously you're better at it. But so my sons, they love dinosaurs. And I was, after you had that one night had sent me this, I started looking at it. It's just so cute. So it's the size of a bee or a hummingbird.
I didn't see it. It was like inside of a, they call it an amber, but it looked more like a crystal shell.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it got preserved, but that's pretty cool.
I love that they found it. You know, my siblings don't believe that the dinosaurs are real.
Dinosaurs are real. Where do they come from? Did they just make up all this stuff?
I said,
they keep finding
fossils. Where did
fossils.
Crocodiles come from?
Where yeah, they have fossils everywhere for all this.
Exactly. It's just silliness. Anyways, what you got?
So Harvey Weinstein, he was found guilty.
Nasty bastard.
I know. I started to look up like how many movies he was involved in. So many.
How many?
Hundreds of thousands. It's like you can't even boycott this shit.
Mm.
So, but coincidentally, 2 to 3 days after his sentencing, he had like some heart issues and maybe a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably going to die in jail.
What?
He ended up getting 23 years.
You know, nobody, well, I won't say nobody believes that it wasn't true. But, you know, I guess in where I live, you know, if the subject does come up, I have heard, you know, a good amount of people say that they don't believe that it was true. But
about what Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many people talking about against him.
Yeah. I guess people just don't want to believe it, maybe. But you know that it's true. His health is deteriorating because he's been found out. He's weak. Wasn't he going to a court with a walker or like
a cane?
Yeah, I saw
that. Yeah, he looks old and decrepit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's nasty. So nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, well, buddy. Maybe him and old Bill Cosby can share a cell together.
Oh, my God. You're going to give him hell. They actually are not doing Weinstein like they did Bill Cosby. They
really
went ham on Bill Cosby on the social media.
They did.
Oh, no.
They most certainly did.
Did you hear that there's like an asteroid on its way, like to Earth or passing Earth?
Yes.
Or,
yes.
And NASA is not like open about it. Isn't NASA here?
Yes. And in Florida.
I just touched my eye. And
you did.
I should not touch my eye.
You most
right?
certainly touched.
Where's the hand sanitizer?
Oh, God.
You have?
No.
Oh, my God. Please don't let me get the Rona.
The Rona. Did you? Well, no. One of my friends on Facebook said, having a Rona party at my place.
No more than 10 people.
No more than 8.
No more than 3.
No, this is two.
3's a crowd.
3's a crowd. Let's make this intimate, shall we?
Well, we can't do that if you're going to do your polygamy thing. You love those polygamists.
Yes. Do you know, have you ever seen any of the shows?
No, okay. I don't. I try to act like I'm interested.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm interested in this show off of TLC called The Browns, and they are a polygamy family. The husband of all these women, his name is Cody Brown. And, I think he has, I want to say he has 4 wives. I started watching it way back when, just cause I was bored. I couldn't sleep and I really couldn't believe what I was seeing. Really. I mean, the way he was with
them. Were you inspired by it?
No,
Is he nasty, or is he a good husband?
He's a good provider. Okay.
He's not a good husband. I would think
he's a good husband. I mean, he's not yelling at him. He's not mean. And they just have so many kids, though. I mean, what are they going to do with all them kids?
How many kids do they have?
Baby. I mean, they have to take a bus just to go on a trip. And it's like once the daddy comes off the bus, then one of the wives is holding a baby and carrying the baby and holding the baby's hand. I'm like, when is it ever going to end? Who is coming out of this?
My God.
This old bus.
What's his job? Like, how does he have so much money to spend?
You know what? I don't know.
Reality TV
pays them because it did start in Utah, and Utah was against. Well, I think everywhere is frowned upon to have so many wives, but I'm really interested in it now because his first wife, Mary, God bless her soul, she is such a saint. She was actually the only one who was legally married to Cody. She divorced him so that he could marry the fourth wife, so he could help her adopt her kids as his own. And they couldn't do that without them being married. And I guess that woman's, well, the fourth wife, her name is Robin. I'm so sorry. I know so much about this stuff. It is really interesting.
I may look at it if we are quarantined from work. If work says, hey, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. go home.
Oh, my God.
Is
I'm
it
already
on Netflix?
There. Yeah, it's on Netflix. No, it's not. You probably find it on Amazon. Or Hulu.
Okay. I think I'm paying for Amazon.
Okay, see. I love Amazon. They just don't have a whole lot of shows, but that's okay. Yeah, you gotta watch it. It's something.
I don't know if that interests me.
I'm telling you. Sometimes he has to encourage his woman, you know? Like, she has dealt with family's calling. Where you at? Let me turn that down really quick. Like, he has to encourage them because it looks like it's a project for him, but he seems to do it. Like, they had to move from Utah all the way to Las Vegas.
He has to be like, babies, okay. Women, loves of my life. It's going to be okay. Sweetie, I love you. Oh, no, I don't love you any less. Oh, trust me. I love you just the same.
Just the same.
You were all equal love opportunists.
All my queens.
Right. You can have more than one queen.
Yeah.
So I found the meteor. So it says that, well, it's an asteroid. Mm-hmm. The asteroid will not make contact with our planet. It is big enough that a collision would be large enough to cause global effects. It is anywhere from 1.1 to 2.5 miles wide, mm-hmm. and is projected to pass within about 3.9 million miles of Earth on April 29th, moving at a speed of about 19,460 miles per hour. The flyby is expected to happen at 4:56 a.m. on April 29th.
Hmm.
I'm going to set a calendar
as well, because I want to sit outside and see if I don't see anything. Okay, so how far is it going to be from Earth? 9 million miles?
I don't know.
It seems like it's going
to
be pretty
projected
far.
Projected to pass within about 3.9 million miles.
9 million miles. That's far.
What day was this? 29th.
4:56 April 29th.
A.m.
That's really early.
You're not up at that time?
Oh, I try not to be, because I am required to clock in at my job. It's 6:45. So when 9 o'clock rolls around, I am somehow bathe and tucked into my bed with my phone and some wine or some tequila over some rocks, and I am asleep by 9:30. It is no joke.
Oh, but you don't wake up early?
No. I have an alarm that wakes me up. I do not just...
I wake up really early to go to the
just
gym.
Just because.
But the gym has closed.
Oh, God. That has to suck for you. I guess you're going to have to run.
I woke up this morning and I just laid in bed for about an hour. From 4 to 5.
That's miserable. What were you thinking about?
What should I do? I have these Zumba. I know. I was just looking on social media. I have these Zumba DVDs. Mm-hmm. I really love Zumba. I won't do it in public.
Okay.
But I will do it in my living room.
Okay.
But I don't have a DVD player that will play them. I have like, we have an Xbox and it doesn't, I have a booger.
Ew. You do?
It's dry.
Oh.
I don't have it anymore.
It was like crust?
Yeah.
No, there was no booger. I'm sitting really pretty close to you. I don't see anything hanging.
What was I saying? Oh, I can't play it. I would love to do Zumba. But then again, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm upstairs. I have neighbors downstairs.
Yeah.
They're probably not sleeping in the living room, though. They're probably in their room.
Unless their bedroom is somehow in your living room.
No, I think they're like all symmetrical.
It's the same. Yeah. It's the same floor plan. Maybe. Like they're just stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, yeah, I don't like to wake up early.
Huh. Then we'll miss the asteroid.
Yeah. Well, no, because I am going to set a timer to wake me up.
I need some tissue.
You do?
I feel like my ears are popping.
What?
I think my eyes are leaking.
What?
Am I okay?
No, wait a minute. This is some strange symptoms going on.
I know what's going on.
Man, that's some
I think
strong...
these headphones are too tight.
No, you did say that you don't
have...
Are
they tight?
No, it's you.
Okay, I think I have to go.
Oh, God, woman. Wait, I think the eye is leaking.
Is it leaking? I'm a hypochondriac.
You are.
Oh, feeling it's
you're manifesting.
Popping.
Oh Lord. You're fine. Your eyes look fine. Your nose is fine. Oh Lord. You know, you did say you didn't have any allergies yesterday.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm. There was a whistle. Your nose is whistling now.
What else has been happening?
I don't know, but you've turned into a giant germ.
I'm gonna lick the mic.
No.
See how you like cleaning this in hell.
Oh Lord.
I read that there was some wars, well, price war going on between Russia and Saudi Arabia mm-hmm. with the oil prices.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere that the prices, like within the next month or two for gas, is gonna be 83 cents. Is that true?
I hope so. 83 cents.
Let's see. Oil war. So I think one of them wants the oil. Here, let me just get the most recent. Because the last that I looked at it was one wants it to be $30 mm-hmm. a gallon. And the other one wants it to be $50 a gallon. Mm-hmm. And they're just not having it. So Putin, the president of Russia. And
who has been elected into his office for another 12 years.
Yeah, until 2036.
That is crazy.
This is the first time ever that they've passed, like, that the parliament has mm-hmm. passed something like that.
That's crazy.
Well, they really like him. And plus, like, he probably has a lot of, like.
Good influence?
Well, I was going to say shady. You know, I'm jaded up here.
Okay.
So he probably has, like, a lot of. Shit under the works that people mm-hmm. are comfortable with, and some mm-hmm. of it is probably shady. He yeah. also has a good relationship
with Trump.
Yeah.
That fantastic orange man, I swear to God.
Fantastic orange
man. No one wears a better.
So let's see. Yeah, tell me.
The oil prices. Okay. So
this is like a bunch of junk on mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, it says 8 days that shook the oil market and the world. I think I found something.
The prices plummeted by 30, mm. by more than 30 cent, 30%. I don't know.
This is not good.
Anyway, so you know, the leaders.
I just want to say to 2020, go home.
I know.
Get the hell out.
2020 was supposed to be my year.
2020 was supposed to be my year. My year.
It's okay? Probably still going to be our year. But it's
I feel
not
like we're
like,
going to have to fight. We're having to survive through the coronas.
We're going to have to survive
ducking
through
and
a
diving.
Lot.
Huh?
We have to survive through a lot.
It's ridiculous.
There's going to be a huge recession. And
oh, don't say that.
Well, that's what everybody's predicting.
I hope not. That recession was...
That little recession that we had in, what, 2010, was that?
What year 2009. Mm. I want to say it was 2009. Because Doc was born in 2008. Mm. It was during that, it was around that time. This is I can't find anything.
Recession and baby boom. Like, wow.
That's, what?
That's what people are predicting. The recession and then the baby boom. And then Africa's not having any luck.
Oh, yeah. Everything that they've been growing, like all their crops is about to be eaten by locusts.
I saw something on Facebook. Let me find it. I'm always... What? KD tested positive.
What?
Are they sure this isn't an airborne virus?
Wait, what did you say?
Because him and Rudy are like 10 foot 6 inches. All these basketball players are testing positive for corona.
Ew.
I don't know. They did say the NBA had a lot to do with the conspiracies.
Weren't they over there around that time?
The NBA doesn't travel to China, do they?
Yeah. They had a game over there. And I know something was said. Something was something offensive. And
I don't know. You did ask me about boxing last week. They actually stopped all the boxing matches until May for the whole corporation.
Wow.
Yeah. So pro boxers are not making their money either. I saw something on Facebook. Somebody had highlighted the Second Chronicles. Forgive me. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 13 through 14. 19? 13 through 14. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if...
Are you reading Revelations?
I just told you what I was reading. Second Chronicles. Uh-huh.
Sorry.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive them their sin and will heal their land. The locusts? Is God doing this to us?
We I think that pray. He's probably trying to save us because we do a lot of things to ourselves.
So somebody highlighted the world pandemic, mm-hmm. which is COVID-19, or if I send pestilence among my people, that.
Oh, wow.
Australian wildfires. Yeah. The rain was held back.
Mm-hmm.
If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain.
Mm-hmm.
Africa, the locust plague.
Yep.
Or if I command the locust to devour the land. It is written.
Wow.
2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 13 through 14, the King James Version. Lord, forgive us and heal our land. Please.
Lord.
Let's take a moment to pray.
And you know, I heard that the Lord really loves to hear single moms pray. He has a soft spot for the old single mom. Lord, heal us.
Heal.
Because this is enough.
It is enough.
Well, what do you got on what do you got going on this weekend?
My business is still open. So okay. I was trying to look for because it's so sad, man. Small businesses are being affected. Mm-hmm. As of yesterday, they closed restaurants and bars.
Mm. Well, I mean, a lot of them are still open. But they
can't dine in.
Yeah, they can't. Well, some of them still do dine in. It's just, you know, not a whole lot of people are going out.
I saw that one of the judges had said that it's illegal to close bars and restaurants.
Wow.
But that's stupid. We don't want this to spread. Like, look what it did.
The fact that it's been since 2019.
Yeah. So right now, the coronavirus cases mm-hmm. in the world are at 198,178. Oh, the deaths are now at 7,965, but 81,729 people have recovered.
I don't know what to really think about this because, you know, reading it and hearing it on the news and social media, is so scary. But then, you know, I go to work, I, you know, in my own little community, nobody is sick. It is a little ghost town. I rode up to Starbucks before I went to work today, and I almost didn't go in because it looked so dark. And it was
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was only, you can only grab and go. That's it.
We still don't know anybody who has it.
Yeah.
Have you heard anybody who knows anybody, like any of your friends, any of your family?
No.
Any of your coworkers? No. Any of your neighbors? Any of like the people that you know in other states?
No.
Do they know anybody who knows somebody with it?
I mean, I could call my sister-in-law right now and ask her. Because she's a busybody. She knows everybody. Everybody that's everybody.
We need to know.
Everybody.
Because these numbers, like, they keep going up and up and up. Right now, China's at 80,881.
Wow.
But no new deaths.
Uh-huh.
Looks like the deaths have stopped for China. Mm-hmm. Italy's still second. Right now, last week when we did this, it was for U.S., it was like 1,000-something cases.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're at 6,439 confirmed cases.
Mm.
1,776 new cases in the last 24 hours.
Okay.
Altogether, 109 people have died, which is, the percentage is low. But
it is low.
That's a fucked up way to go out.
It is.
Because it is, I saw the youngest person in the world died, 21 years old.
From the corona?
He died from the corona, but he also was diagnosed with leukemia that same day. He didn't even know he had leukemia.
Oh, my goodness.
So he was immunosuppressed. He was a soccer coach in, I think, the UK. It's sad.
That is, so just right now, active cases. Life.
So actually 106 people have recovered so far.
Okay.
They say it lasts about, you know, two to three weeks.
Well, I would hope, and I would really like to see these people that are cured maybe go to social media and maybe share their experience with the COVID-19.
Apparently, there's people on YouTube who are sharing their illness. So I haven't looked it up. I don't believe this. I'm just on the fence. We do have a lot of people out here. And they are saying, like, oh, the chances of you getting it is very slim.
But then you're turning around and hearing that
everybody's dying.
Everybody's dying and is growing so fast. And we still don't have a cure. And we don't know how it's being passed. Is it being passed through touch? Or, you know, is it airborne? And then you're seeing the poor NBA players just one by one. They got it, but they were running, you know, so they were like, you know, running up and down a court, you know, so I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore.
Me neither. And then people are saying that it's just going to disappear. It's just going to disappear out of nowhere. Nobody's going to have it anymore.
Everything's and then it's going to come back
to
when?
Normal 10 years after that.
Hmm.
I don't know. So for the weekend, Smash Therapy will be open, but they're not forcing us to close non-essential businesses, but just like for the safety of the people, I'm only allowing, now I'm doing private booking. So like I can only book one room at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So there won't be
a crowd.
There won't be different people there. So if you book for you and one other person, it's just going to be y'all two in the building unless like the other group behind you comes early.
Okay.
But I'm only booking for one or two people. I'm not doing like 3 to 6 anymore or 7+.
Okay.
It's killing me financially.
Really?
Yeah, but the appointments that I have already, hopefully people don't cancel it. Or if they do cancel it, hopefully they'll opt for like the reschedule at no fee instead of them wanting a refund, because now the websites have, like, they're holding our money for 90 days because they're saying, like, at this time during refunds, everybody's asking for it, so we're just going to hold on to it just in case, so you're not, like, in a negative balance.
Yeah.
So the money that's already made, I won't even see it. I know.
We're going to make it through.
Yeah, I know.
We have been through worse. Mm-hmm. This is just, this too shall pass, hopefully.
This too shall pass. It will.
Hopefully, man. Okay, so I am trying to figure out what I want to do this weekend.
You're actually going to do something?
Well, I have ADD and ADHD. It's very hard to sit still.
You better sit your ass in that house, girl.
Ugh. No.
You better do something. Put a scrapbook together or something.
I do have some organization that needs to be done. Mm. I should get a list together. Oh, I do have some videos that I have to watch with my daughter. We're going to be doing the Renegade and some other dances. And then we're going to record while we do
these
dances.
Oh, she's teaching you dances?
Yes.
On the TikTok?
Yes, on the TikTok. What else? I guess I could go to Walmart and buy some puzzles. We like to do puzzles.
Do not go to Walmart.
Why? Well, I don't like the one
don't
nearby
go to
my
crowds.
Where I live.
Stay in the house. Order online and do curbside pickup.
Well, I could still go to Walmart and do that. Mm. They do curbside pickup.
Oh, goodness. In certain states, they're ordering non-essential businesses to close. You tired?
No. Not at all.
You keep yawning. You are tired.
No, it's the lack of oxygen to my brain.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you're not getting, you can't breathe. Having shortness of breath? Oh my God. They're going to have to sanitize
these
mics.
That was really good. That sounds like some strong lungs. These strong lungs once were weak with asthma. No,
aww.
I'm great. I feel fine. No, I've just been sitting for a while. That's what happens to a person who is ADD. You know, it's like you've been running on a treadmill for so long. That's how my mind is going. So once I sit down, you know, I'm still having fun, whatever, but my body is like relaxing and, you know, and then I probably would just, but I'm not going to, so don't worry about that.
I took one of my shoes off and I can't find it. Oh, wait. Is this it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I should have taken it.
I saw some other things that were happening. Okay. Two American and one British soldiers were killed in Iraq.
Okay.
And the U.S. was responding with massive airstrikes. And the Pentagon confirmed that. So, like, there's some war going on. Like some, we don't know what's going to happen because they're upset that some soldiers died.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not minimizing that. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying like they're basically playing tit for tat and we don't know, like, you know, they took two of ours and we're going to take thousands of theirs. Like,
then when does it stop?
I know.
Why can't we just sit down and have a conversation? I know that sounds so.
You think they'll do that?
No.
There's
Israel
no talking.
Hasn't Israel and another country been debating
talking
and
years?
Talking for decades? At least they're talking, though. I mean,
yeah,
they could
it's
be going
than
to war.
War.
You know, people actually have some type of a life, a world they can actually live in. I can't stand war. I can't stand
love,
it.
Not war.
Yeah,
oh, they
I
say
am a
pussy,
lover.
Not war.
Who says that?
On this clothing line.
Oh my God.
What is the clothing line called? Maybe it's called Pussy Not War.
Pussy Not War? I've never heard of
Pussy
this.
Not War.
Pussy Not War.
Here, let me look it up.
I've never heard of this.
Really?
No.
I like the clothes. I'm just scared to wear them.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, I'm not like really like, you know, like sexual. Oh, these pink lips.
These pink lips.
I found out about it because a while ago, Cardi B was wearing like something like that. And so then I started following them on Instagram. And it's a really good, they look like good clothes.
I can't wait.
What, until you get some pussy for sale pink lip clothing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it says pussy power.
Yeah. Yeah.
My pussy's very powerful.
Okay. So
this is the clothesline for me.
Right. So dengue fever.
What?
Also known as break bone fever. Am I hearing something?
Nope.
So those cases are going up. Those actually are transmitted by mosquito. Similar to, what was that was passing through mosquitoes? West Nile?
West Nile.
I used to call it West Cow. I don't know why. Cow. I don't know.
Okay, it was the West Nile. And then there was the that other one where it shrunk the infant's, the baby's head in the womb. Which one was that?
I don't know.
Oh, God, but I was scared to death.
So this is a mosquito-borne viral disease occurring in tropical and subtropical areas. Oh. Those who infect it with the virus a second time are at a significantly greater risk of developing severe disease. This time around, it killed thousands of people. Oh. So I saw the statistics. Dengue fever.
I wonder if there'd be...
There's an outbreak
I can't take this. I'm just gonna live in a bubble.
From October 14th, 2019 through February 16th of 2020, a total of 5,840 cases of dengue with no severe cases or deaths was reported. Okay, well, that's making me feel better.
That's
the most recent largest outbreak reported in Guadalupe. Okay, well, maybe they were just trying to distract me.
Who was trying to distract you?
The people.
The people. Yes, of course. Are you hearing voices?
No, but I know a few people who are. I'm not tripping.
Okay.
It killed 104 people and infected more than 17,000 people as of March 12, 2020. I knew it was going on recently. The people would not lie to me.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of negative stuff going on that we don't know about because we're like really distracted.
With the COVID, because we're out here trying to protect our babies and stay safe ourselves. And go to work and take care of people there.
It's so sad.
We're nurturers and we're, man.
I literally cried this morning when I dropped the kids off at daycare.
Because you didn't want to leave them.
No.
You wanted to stay in the home.
They're doing like, they didn't make me feel comfortable. The teachers had on gloves. They were wiping the thermometer and they were taking their temperature.
Oh, Jesus.
And it made me feel comfortable, but.
At the same time, it made you feel like.
Oh, my God. Like, why do I have to leave them?
Yeah.
Like, why do my kids have to go to daycare while I'm just out in the world?
Yeah.
I just want to be there with them. It's so sad. I immediately cried. I didn't even know I was upset about it. So sad.
Yeah.
Then it made me think, like, right now, the only kids who are at daycare are the kids who are kids
have
of healthcare providers.
Yeah. They have to be there.
All of us healthcare people, like, we are on the front line being exposed to this stuff. Every day. And we don't know, like...
If we have it.
Well, they say that the kids are more harmful to us than we are to them because they don't have immune systems.
True.
So their immune systems aren't built yet so that it can't really attack them.
Yeah.
So, like, I could have it and pass it to the kid and the kid would probably be okay. But the kid could have it and pass it to me and I might not be as okay as they would.
That's weird.
I know. They're saying that men are dying more than women are.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's taking out the men.
Oh my God.
COVID-19. Protect your man.
Oh my God. We need to start a campaign. Protect your man.
I know. It's the mostly COVID is coming from a man.
It's mostly the men who smoke. So if you're a young man and you smoke, yes, because it's attacking the lungs. So mostly it's attacking men. It's attacking men because, you know, anybody can get a respiratory infection.
Exactly.
But it's attacking the men who smoke because their respiratory is already, like...
Messed up. Compromised.
Yes.
Not messed up. Compromised. Well, listen.
Full of stuff.
That's depressing. I love men. And I just want to say to all you...
All you men.
All you men. Young, old, tall, short, fat, good looking, ugly. I love you. I love all of you. And I would just ask that you not spread your germs. Stay safe and beautiful and hide your asses inside. Just hide. The COVID's coming for you.
Oh, God.
This is ridiculous. I think I just got bit by a mosquito.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
We gotta get the fuck out of here. You guys have a great day. We love you. Yeah. This is the Rocky and Jiffy Show.
I need to bathe, quarantine my body.
Well, I'm Rocky. I'm not Rocky.
No, I'm Rocky. You're Jiffy.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah. Guys, stay safe out there.
Please. And feel free to visit our website.
Yes.
www.rockyandjiffy.org. R-A-Q-Y, the letter N, J-I-F-F-Y.org. On our website, you will find where you can listen to our podcast,
yeah,
and comment some stuff. Mm-hmm. Let us know, what do you want to talk about? Follow us on Facebook.
Yeah,
let us know what your thoughts are. What I think your feedback
the next,
is.
I think the next show we should try to see if we can't get some calls in.
We can try that, yeah, and see.
Because I would really like to connect
my eyes
to our audience. Your eyes itch? Okay, I'm done. This woman, like I said earlier, she's a whole germ now. She came in spotless. Okay? So spotless.
It's infected in here. I gotta go. I'm itching. I cannot scratch it.
I really believe I just got bit again.
Oh, my God.
On the back of my camera.
Oh, my God. Mm. You did ask for a bunch of wipes when we got in here.
Oh, I did.
You guys have a great day.
Bye.
Take care of yourselves, please. Lord knows the COVID is here.
It's trying to take us.
What's happening?
Save your man.
Is this?
Oh my goodness! You know, on this website, these pink lips. There's these earrings that I want.
What is happening? Look, Raquel, we can't even end this. Oh, here we go.
We can't. Bye.